Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Selah means stop and think about it. I want to deal with three words in this verse. Trust. Pour. That means pour out your heart, but pour. And refuge. What do these three words really mean? Interesting. I have seen on television in the last 2 weeks several different pastors speak about end times. They're hitting it really hard. David Jeremiah this morning was absolutely outstanding. He did a little skit on what it meant to be an atheist. Very, very, very interesting in the agenda the atheists are promoting and have been promoting. And then he spoke against atheism. I heard Perry Stone last night speaking on the feasts.
Wow, cool.
And the Feast of Trumpets that is coming up. We're just about on in the next 10 days. And several others have also mentioned that it's the end times. So what do we do? What if? The other one I heard, Huckabee last night. I listened to Huckabee, and he had Billy Graham's daughter on, Anne
Graham Lott.
Wow, she has just written a book, and she's not saying the date when Jesus is coming back, but she says everything is pointing to it, and the signs are there in the heavens, on the earth, in political realms, the scriptures that she talks about, the scriptures that Jesus uses. So what's my mind been on? My mind's been on, okay, if he's coming back, if something is happening within the next 10 days, what do we do to get ready? Are we going to be taken or are we going to be left? I don't know. God knows. It's the secret. It's the mysteries in the Word of God. But this verse just hit my heart, because this is what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be trusting in him. We're supposed to be pouring out our heart to him, and we're supposed to be going to him for refuge. So the three words, trust, it means to be confident, to be sure, to be careless, and to put confidence in. I need to do those things in application in my relationship with Jesus Christ. I also need to pour out my heart before him. That means to spill out, to spill forth, to sprawl out, to gush out or give up. I need to be in such a relationship with him that I am showing him and exposing to him my heart, my most innermost being. Why? Because Jesus said in Matthew 7:21-23, and he's talking about the last day. These are Jesus' words. These aren't my words. These aren't televangelists' words. These are the words of Jesus. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many of you will say to me in that day, pay attention when the word says in that day, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. We've done all this stuff for you, Lord. We've been on the deacon board. We've helped with the coffee. We've been greeters. We've done all these things. We've done crusades for you. We've done everything for you. We've even done supernatural things with you and for you. And he says to them, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That's the key. I never knew you. When you pour out your heart to him, when you spill forth, when you tell him in intimate relationship with him what's going on inside of you, he can never say to you, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, I never knew you. Because yes, you oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you knew me. You knew me from my innermost being as I poured out to you and I talked to you about what's going on inside of me. Yes, you do know me. Then the next verse says, flee to him for refuge. It means he is a shelter. He is a hope. He is a place of refuge. And it comes from a word meaning actually to flee for protection. In these days, I have not a clue what is going to happen. But if something catastrophic happens, what do we need to do? We need to trust in him. We need to spill out our hearts to him. And we need to run to him for protection. We need to confide in him and put our whole trust in him. Wow. Sometimes I feel like I'm a broken record up here, but honest to goodness, this came with such clarity as I was preparing. If you don't say it, Sherry, and something happens, you'll be sorry you didn't say it. Mm-hmm. But I need to say it for you. I need to say it for me. We need to remind each other as the day approaches, the word says, be in conversation one with another all the time, talking about the things of the Lord. Let's stand and let's say this precious verse together before we enter into worship. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Where do we love to be? We love to be in his presence. And when we are pouring out our heart to him, we are most certainly in his presence.
Excellent.
Because that's who we're talking to. Amen.